Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com. If you go to speakerspathway.com, right in the middle of the homepage there, you'll see the messages of inspiration and hope show that we have been putting on since about March of this year due to the pandemic. And the original reason why we put those that show on, getting speakers, we got over 200 speakers, it was to be able to different speakers that come in and share their message of inspiration and hope for people who were suffering through the pandemic, the scare, everything going on, because a lot of people were not only confined to their house, but they were automatically migrating without knowing it into what's called solitary confinement. And we have a little bit of background noise going on, but we'll get that squared away in just a few minutes. But most importantly, Mr. Bill Heinrich is going to be with us today. Bill is the honorary host here on TogiNet Radio, and he's working with his mic right now. So, but Bill, I'm going to give away one of your free gifts, if I may. Bill has an online book. It's called Clarity Has No Story. To get your copy, all you got to do is just go to myfreebook.me. M as in Mike, E as in Echo. myfreebook.me. Download A Clarity Has No Story. That's a free gift from Mr. Bill Heinrich. And I tell you, tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, we're putting on a six-minute webinar, and oh my goodness gracious, all I got to say is if you're tired of telling and want to start selling, the six-minute webinar is for you. Bill, are you there, sir?
I am here.
Good deal. Welcome to the show, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I had a little technical difficulties at the beginning, so let me know if they crop up again. Yeah, okay. Tomorrow we're going to be doing the Nail Your Niche, and it's powered by the six-minute webinar. This takes people to a place of clarity, Jim, that's astounding. It's absolutely astounding. And the thing that we found in testing this, in explaining what you do in such a short, concise time frame, you're able to speak to your perfect client or customer, and there's something that they like that they've never gotten before and that people typically don't understand, is that your best client or customer values time over money.
You're exactly right. And I tell people all the time now that I like to use Stephanie Duane. She's one of our members at the Speakers Pathway Coalition. She's one of our members that she's a clinical hypnotist. And what she did, she was actually the inspiration behind us creating the six-minute webinar, because we put on a talk one time for 6 minutes training people, and she got it. And she's actually going to be doing six-minute webinars on every single topic that she has, because like lose weight or to actually quit smoking, whatever it might be, they go to her website, they click on that button, it goes to the six-minute webinar. That's how you can create clients without any work at all, and let your six-minute webinar do the work for you. But we need to get in touch with the young lady who is with us today. My goodness gracious, Alice Stillman. Oh my goodness, she's an author, a teacher, a coach, and she's an acclaimed aromatic alchemist. And I tell you right now, it's speaking with her before the show, and Bill, you had the opportunity of knowing her before this show. I tell you what, she is a walking encyclopedia of what we all need to hear today. Would you agree with that, sir?
Well, that's exactly why we invited Allison on the show. She's an aromatic alchemist. So, Allison, welcome. And, you know, one of the first questions that I would like you to explain to the audience is what alchemy and being an alchemist means. because that's really misunderstood.
Well, thank you. And thank you for inviting me on the show. I'm happy to be with you all today. So alchemy is essentially taking one substance or thing and turning it into another. And I have been working with a lot of different modalities, but my passion, my love in this lifetime and many others has been working with essential oils and aromatherapy. I've been studying that for 45 years. And I have watched clients from around the world really transform their lives when they begin to incorporate the use of anointing and everyday use of essential oils into their lives. It transforms the body, mind, and spirit in ways that are really, truly miraculous, magical, and alchemical.
So one point I'd like to make to be really clear on, the truth of the matter is we're all alchemists. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We're transforming every day.
Yeah. People think that it's, oh, this is some special gift that you have, but this is what you've, this is your divinity. This is your destiny. But we're all alchemists. And so now let's talk a little bit about aromatherapy and what led you in there and what it does and what it is, because that's another area that's misunderstood.
So aromatherapy is the use of essential oils for some benefit or gain. And what I have learned in the 45 years of studying and making oils and distilling them and studying with the world's leading aromatherapists and doctors and distilling and all of it, I see that the use of essential oils can address every aspect of who we are, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual aspects of who we are. They can, and all essential oils have a myriad of chemical constituents that can affect us on many different levels of our being. And they have been with us. We've been using them for thousands and thousands of years. In Vedic medicine alone, in recorded history, we've been using essential oils for 10,000 years. So there is an inherent relationship between us and the aromatic world. And the interesting thing about aromatherapy or the essential oils is that they are the electromagnetic molecules, the volatile liquid compounds of all plants, flowers, trees, roots, shoots, and fruits. And they have every component that a plant needs to survive, to reproduce, to thrive, when to go to seed or die. And the essence of those plants, the essential oil, when it's distilled, is maintained and has a very very beautiful relationship with the blood of our bodies, which contains all the material that we need to survive. So there's a lot of symbiosis between the two.
So essential oils come from everything in nature.
Yes.
Is that the simpleton way to explain it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is an area that I know in my experience, and, you know, I've been studying metaphysics, and I work in other areas, but I know that aromatherapy is something that's, it's not understood. That in alchemy, you know, it's something people go, oh, they're going woo-woo, and, you know, but we're all alchemists. And essential oils then. So why don't you speak about like two or three of the basic essential oils and what they do, just so people would have an understanding of that.
Great. And I do want to just comment before I go into that. Alchemy really is the ability to evolve and change and grow mm-hmm. into mm-hmm. something different. And in life, everything is always growing or declining. There's no in between. So mm-hmm. we have to consciously choose a path of growth and evolution, and essential oils have an inherent knowingness of that. So I would love to just speak to a couple of oils that I think everyone needs to have in their toolkit right now. The first one being lavender. So lavender is probably the second most widely researched essential oil and the most used essential oil in the world today. And it's been studied and found to have over 350 different chemical constituents, things like antiviral, antibacterial, antimicrobial, antifungal. It's a cell regenerative, it's sedating and calming. So I think it's, if you could only have one, get some lavender for a lot of different reasons, but primarily because we're in this time right now, people are stressed, they're freaking out, they're not mm-hmm. sleeping. And the lavender can be this calming, sedating, relaxing fragrance that all you have to do is smell it. Or put a couple drops on the palm of your hand and rub the back of your neck before you go to sleep to get a good deep sleep. And then, of course, for any kind of wounding, burns, anything like that, and also has antiviral, antibacterial. So we need that when we're out in the world these days with the viruses that are showing up in our world.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that about the lavender because... you know, we have a pup, for example, that's got a congestive heart failure, and sometimes just putting a little drop of lavender and rubbing it in on the inside of his ears calms him right down. And I've done that before with myself, put a drop of lavender on my fingertips and rub it behind my ears, and it just really just, it's kind of like a sleeping pill. It's the darndest thing I've ever seen. It really is. I really enjoy it. And Bill, we get about 30 seconds before we go to commercial, but my goodness gracious, that lavender, that sounds like one that I'm going to make sure we get a bucket full of that. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and Jim, we're just getting started, right, Allison?
Yes.
Because there's so many different essential oils, and I know that we're going to go to break here in a second, but I can tell you when we come back, we're going to be sharing some information with you you don't want to miss out on. We'll be back in just a minute.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Got a lead foot? According to state troopers, here's what not to do when you get pulled over. Don't be a lachrymose and start crying right away. It doesn't help. But if you're under 20, crying won't be held against you. Don't ask for a break, and don't yell or start any argy-bargy. And one trooper said, if they're going to flirt with me to get out of a ticket, it would probably insult my intelligence. But unfortunately, I don't get hit on all that often. So flirting or being a gill flirt won't work. Did you know that 15% of all drivers get 76% of all traffic tickets? And the odds of winning if you challenge a traffic ticket in court are 1 in 3. So what should you do when you get pulled over for speeding? be courteous to the officer, and most of all, be honest.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your future is now proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com and also the 6-minute webinar. Go check out the 6minutewebinar.com. It's SIXminutewebinar.com. Check it out, because if you're tired of telling and want to start selling, take a serious look at that and get back with us. We'll be glad to share some great information with you. And in the last leg there, ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about all these essential oils and stuff, and Allison really got my attention on lavender, because I'm very experienced with that, and that is one of the key essential oils that she was talking about. And I told Bill, I'm going to go get me a bucket of it. And Bill agreed with me. He said, you might want to pick up a 55-gallon drum for you, Jim.
I'm not sure that you need that much, Jim, but a bucket for sure.
Oh, okay.
A little goes a long way. You want to use it very sparingly. They're very powerful and concentrated.
I hear you. Go ahead, Bill.
Jim, you've heard me say many times as we've worked together, follow the energy.
Yes, sir.
All of our power, all of our potential is in our energy. It's not in the physical. And the universe and Earth in nature has provided for us everything we need that creates the energy that aligns with us. And this is really what aromatherapy is about. So, Allison, you were talking about lavender as one of the essential oils. What are a couple of others? And also speak about the applications and diffusing it into your environment and things like that, if you would, please.
So that's a very long conversation, so I'll condense it. It's very long.
But we could be on for a few hours.
So I will start off by cautioning that less is always going to be more with aromatherapy. And I would also say that the only oil I would ever recommend using undiluted on the skin in very small quantities is lavender, until you begin an earnest education about aromatherapy, because they are very powerful, concentrated essences. And you need caution, because there are certain oils that are caustic to the skin. There are certain oils that will burn the skin. There are certain oils that will cause the skin to burn in the sun. So until you know all those things, it's best to use them diluted in a carrier oil, with the exception of lavender. And when you use lavender, I would say only 1 to 2 drops. So wherever you're applying it, never put it in mucous membranes. And I don't recommend using essential oils on children under 2 years old. They're way too sensitive. Also, you mentioned diffusing. So diffusing is great, and you want to do it intermittently, and particularly if you have cats. So cats don't process essential oils, some of the components of essential oils, out of their livers very well. So if you're diffusing and you have cats in your home, I have a cat and I only diffuse every other day, every couple days, and I usually have my doors and windows open so that there's fresh air coming in, because it's hard on cats' livers. And also, I would also recommend that if you are going through any kind of physical ailment, that it's great to have those diffusers next to you so that you're getting the benefit, particularly of lavender. And the next oil I would probably recommend during the time that we're in right now is eucalyptus. Eucalyptus is the number one respiratory oil in the world. And there are chemical constituents within eucalyptus that you will find in almost all cold and flu medicines today on the market. And it is the most powerful oil that I know of to bring health, well-being, open up the respiratory system, help the lungs heal. And just recently in April, I actually contracted COVID and went through all of the symptoms, had a very difficult time breathing. And I had my diffuser next to my bed because I was in bed for a few days. And that's what kept me breathing. So I had my diffuser going. And then I also used eucalyptus on the respiratory points of my feet in reflexology. That would be the lung points of the feet, which are the ball of the feet, both top and bottom. And you massage a few drops into each area, massage it in really well, and then you hold your hands over that area, because essential oils are very volatile and they evaporate very quickly. So you want the energetics of your hands to help penetrate into the reflex points of the feet. And you will notice when you do that, this coolness that starts to come into your lungs, and it will open up your breathing abilities. And you can also take one or two drops, no more than that, in the palm of your hand, rub your palms together, cup your hands over your nose and take some breaths in, breathing slowly because it's strong. But you'll also feel, when the aromatic molecules get into your lungs, you'll feel a coolness in your lungs, and you know those molecules have gotten in there. Wow. And let me just say one other thing, and then I'll let you guys ask any questions around this.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I know, I can feel it.
I got writer's cramp. Go ahead.
And remember, all essential oils have antiviral, antibacterial, antimicrobial properties, all of them. So again, eucalyptus has that. Very important under the times that we're living in with these viruses that are showing up that have not been here before, to kill off the virus and bacteria with the essential oil molecules in your lungs.
So absolutely.
One thing, Allison, we're going to be going into a lot of other things during this interview, but I'd like to stop right now and have you tell people where they can get more information about you and learn more about your teachings and what you do.
Yes. So you can just go to my website, which is Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, N as in Nancy, Stillman, S as in Sam, T-I-L-L-M-A-N.com. And I have a lot of info. I have a free ebook on there that people can get. I have lots of classes. I have products. I have all kinds of things on my website. So
I assume you have a class for beginners or for people who want to learn more about the basics of that. Is this correct?
I do. I have a 6-week course. It's a beginning course called The Sacred Art of Aromatherapy. It's running right now and will be coming up again. And then I have an intermediate class, which is a 3-month program, which goes into a lot more than just essential oils. It's really how to transform your life. And it will lead into a year-long mastery program.
Go ahead, Jim.
I just going to say, when you mentioned the sacred art of anointing there, I just see where that was actually admitted. You told us it was admitted to the Harvard Divinity School Library. Is that correct?
Yes, that's my book I wrote quite a few years ago. I brought back an ancient ritual from the temples of Egypt that was performed thousands of years ago, and their anointing rites of passage. And it's one of the most powerful things I've ever experienced in awakening people to their divine essence and really transforming their lives. And I saw so many incredible alchemical, magical, transformative things occur in my clients' lives that I said, everyone needs to know about this. And so I wrote the book, The Sacred Art of Anointing, to bring it back, because at the time when I first started writing the book, there was nothing written in the world about anointing other than what was in the Bible. And of course, it's referred to quite a lot in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I went to old manuscript museums and Gnostic archive libraries trying to find something. I thought, something's got to be written about this. But there wasn't anything, which is why I wrote my book.
And this book, it's available on your website as well?
It is, yes. And good, on Amazon. Good. Yes.
Good deal. Bill, I tell you right now, I mean, I'm just, the more she shares with us, the more writer's cramp I'm starting to get. How about you, brother?
Well, you know, Jim, I've been studying these things now for 25 years because I walked away from my life. I was so miserable, I couldn't take it anymore. And it's led me on a path where I show people how to live their true life purpose, their divine purpose. We all, every one of us has a very, very specific purpose. And there's so many things in the universe here to support us, not in the physical as we understand it, but in the energetic universe. And this is what aromatherapy is about. Isn't that correct, Allison?
Yes, it absolutely. We have to awaken to the truth of who we really are. And for me, the essential oils are an incredible tool to awaken people to the divine essence of who they are. We're already all enlightened. As you said earlier, we're all alchemists. We have to wake up to the fact of who we are. And to me, using essential oils is a really fast, surefire way to get there. And then it's a practice. It's a practice. Mm-hmm. I've been meditating since I was 14 years old. I've been studying oil since I was 18 years old. I've been doing every other kind of practice you could do. And I still have to do it every single day to remind myself, especially with the world that we're living in right now.
Well, it's an evolutionary process. You know, the life in the physical form, as I tell people, is about interruptions and disruptions to who we truly are, because who we truly are comes from inside us. It comes from our heart. And this is where the connection and the energetic vibration of these oils helps to make you more aware and take you into an energetic state that starts to wake up your connection to all that is.
Absolutely. And there have also been some great studies, and we can get into a little bit more of that, about the frequency of essential oils and our frequency and how you can raise your frequency using aromatics.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful, because, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be covering that when we come back from break. And also, please remember that all the websites and information that's being shared on the show will also be in the description of the show. Be sure and subscribe to the show and share it with others, because Allison is dropping a lot of good information on us. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life, and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to SpeakersPathway.com. That is SpeakersPathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Why does music give us chills? Goosebumps, or the medical term horripilation, occurs while listening to music. That's because music stimulates a reward pathway in the brain, encouraging dopamine to flood the striatum, a part of the forebrain activated by addiction, reward, and motivation. Melomaniacs, or passionate music lovers, can get the chills from songs they are familiar with as they anticipate that long-awaited chord at the climax of the piece. Music, it seems, affects our brains the same way that chocolate gambling scrambling and potato chips do. I think I may need to stick to chocolate and potato chips because I tried piano lessons and I felt like a gustum noodle. What's a word for a person who dislikes practicing the piano? A mesodactylitis.
It's Marching Neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Allison Stillman is our guest today, and I tell you what, Mr. Bill, my goodness gracious, this young lady has got our undivided attention, and the information she's sharing with us is just, you know, goodness, it's priceless, isn't it, Bill?
Well, let me tell you what's the most important thing about what's being spoken about today is what Allison is talking about. These aren't 30-day programs. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is bringing this essence into your life and noticing immediate changes. Isn't that right, Allison, in your energy?
Absolutely, on all levels. You can notice it immediately. In fact, I'll just share a quick story. When I did a year and a half in a convalescent care center with Alzheimer and dementia residents, and most of them had lost their sense of smell, which is fairly common with Alzheimer's and dementia. Mm-hmm. And what was so fascinating was that they could describe the feeling in their brain when they would smell the oil, even
wow.
though they couldn't smell it.
Wow.
For example, peppermint is very clean. It's very bright. It's very sparkly. It has a very strong, pungent smell to it. And they could describe that. And what was so fascinating was that the fastest way to access the emotional and behavioral centers of the brain is through the sense of smell. And then there's also a gland in the brain called the amygdala, which stores long-term memory. And when you inhale an essential oil, it can elicit memory. And so during the beginning of this study with them, I would bring different oils, and it would elicit these memories. And they go, oh, my gosh, I haven't thought of that in 50 years. Oh, my gosh, this reminds me of this. And all these memories would come flooding back. And they would come very present and be totally focused and present in the room, just smelling a few oils. And after the first few times I went there, all the caregivers would come up to me afterwards and they'd say, could you please come more often? Because when you're here, they don't sundown at night. They don't get combative. They're not stressed out. And so we eventually installed diffusers, time diffusers in the center. And we would diffuse uplifting oils like orange oil in the morning, so they would bring joy and happiness in the morning. And then we would do lavender at night to calm them down at night. And the fascinating thing, which worked phenomenally well on an emotional level, but the really interesting thing was that across the street in the residential area, a lot of the residents that winter got sick with colds and flus. A lot of the caregivers got sick with colds and flus. Not one resident or caregiver in the convalescent care center, which is a much more compromised population, got sick because the antiviral, antibacterial properties were being emitted into the air.
That is just absolutely amazing. I mean, my goodness, I'm sitting there in Allison, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, that's so simple. And yet it's so effective. And Bill, I know that you're just, you were telling me, wait till we get Allison on the show. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to love it. And all I got to say is, holy enchiladas, Batman, you were correct.
That's a new one. I like that one. Holy enchiladas, Batman.
Thank you, Robin.
Yeah.
This is a real basic question, Allison, but just take a second and just explain what diffusers are, just in case somebody's listening that doesn't understand that.
So a diffuser is an automated pumping device, and I happen to really like ones that actually blow the live molecules of the oil. So it'll blow the essential oil up against a tube, which fractures it into smaller particles, and then they're light enough that they'll float up into the air, and you can permeate an atmosphere with these small airborne aromatic molecules of essential oils.
Mm.
Thank you. Yeah, I just, you know, working in metaphysics for so many years, people, you know, so many people think this stuff, as they say, is woo-woo, and there's just nothing further from the truth. Isn't that right, Allison? I mean, there's so many amazing things available.
Absolutely. In fact, we're now starting to see a lot of research come out around essential oils, anti-cancer, antifungal, antiviral, all kinds of different things. And there have been a lot of long-term studies now that have been done, because really the resurgence in aromatherapy coming back into civilization didn't start until 1920. Even though they've been around for thousands of years, we missed a thousand-year window due to the Inquisition, right? Because the church saw that there are certain essential oils, and I'd love to talk about that next, are incredible tools to connect you to source. Mm-hmm. In fact, when you think about what did the three wise kings bring to baby Jesus?
Yeah, exactly. Myrrh was one.
Those gifts were essential oils, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so I'd love to just talk about one of them, because you wanted to hear about other essential oils.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
Frankincense. Frankincense. Mm-hmm. Frankincense. If I could only have one, that would be it.
I hear you. Yeah, because the church also practicing anointing with oil. They really did.
Yes, frankincense.
So tell us about frankincense.
It's still used in the Catholic Church for baptism and last rites. So frankincense is an essential oil that has been used for thousands of years for spiritual and religious ceremonies. Frankincense has psychoactive properties, amongst many others, that induce visionary and meditative states. So the Catholic Church, Greek Orthodox Church, oftentimes, even still today, have these incense burners called thuribles. And they light charcoal and put the resin of frankincense on top of it, and they swing it through the church to sanctify the sanctuary. So that when people come in and they're thinking, oh, we got to pick up this on the way home, we're having these people over for dinner, the moment they walk into the sanctuary, they go, oh, I can feel the energy in here. Now, of course, there's also a lot of prayer and things like that, but the moment it hits your limbic system and goes into the brain, it takes you into that meditative state, right? So for meditation, if you really want to tap into that inner alchemist, that inner spiritual being, that inner divine essence, frankincense is an incredible tool to take you there.
That's amazing, because I wondered why that practice was like that. I mean, I knew that they had a religious backing for it, a reason for it, but I didn't know all the details like you explained it there. My goodness. Did you realize that, Bill, about the frankincense?
Yes. Well, not to the degree that Allison has explained it, but yeah, absolutely. You know, what's another one? Because you had talked about different oils and ones people should have. What are some that you would just recommend to people right up front, Allison?
So I'm going to keep going with frankincense for one more minute, because there's something else that I want to bring.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, please do.
So if you look at quantum physics and you look at the studies that are being done today, we are all connected. There is a living, what Stephen Hawking called the living mind of God, is an electromagnetic net of energy that extends into all things everywhere, all pervasive, right? And it's all frequency. It's all electromagnetic frequency. Our bodies resonate somewhere between 55 to 75 when we're in a healthy state. If we don't sleep, we don't eat well, we get stressed out, things are bothering us, our frequency goes down. And when our frequency goes down too low, we get sick. And if we can keep our frequency up, then we can stay above illness and disease. And so essential oils, about 30 years ago, they did a study at the University of Washington measuring the frequency of essential oils. And I'll just share an extreme example of rose oil. Rose oil was the highest tested at the time, came in somewhere around 300 hertz. So when you put that oil on you, what do you think it's doing to your frequency?
It's raising it.
Yeah, definitely raising it up.
Right? So all essential oils have the ability to raise your frequency. And frankincense, because it's been used for thousands of years as a spiritual assist, it was buried in Tutankhamun's tomb when they uncovered his tomb. They found a vessel of sealed frankincense 3,000 years old. He got buried with frankincense. There's a reason for that, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So I can't say enough about it. We're on the precipice of losing it right now. It's on the endangered species list. And so I always have to bring in conservation, how important conservation is, and knowing your sources for where you get your oils. We can no longer get pure Omani frankincense because of a lot of civil strife and unrest in that area and a lot of other reasons. So you really want to support companies that actually are promoting it being grown in Ethiopia and Somalia and helping villages create essential oils, but that's primarily where we get frankincense now. And honoring our planet, right? It's so important. All these plants that are on the endangered species list, because we're not even thinking about our consumption. And so that's a whole other subject. But anyway, I had to bring that up about frankincense.
Well, it makes perfect sense, because if we don't take care of planet Earth, where are we going to live, you know?
Exactly.
It's just that simple. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you right now, I'm just really so thrilled to have Allison with us. We got another leg after we come back from break. So please hang in there. We will once again have her share with us her website.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, a video is worth a thousand pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Emergency room nurse will tell you they receive some weird and wild calls. I used to be the night ER nurse at Hennepin County General Hospital in Minneapolis, and remember getting a call from someone who was worried about if it mattered or not if their belly button was an innie or an outie. It doesn't matter, but if you're an outie, you are definitely the minority. Still, that's good news, because you don't have to worry about a little problem that people with innies have. Pledge it. That's another word for belly button lint. Researchers say the color of the planchet in your belly button is related to the clothing you wear, just like the lint that collects in your clothes dryer. A friend of mine from the Philippines says they call it a chikachu. What do you call a person who's obsessed with their belly button? An omphalopsychite. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure if you're like me, you're just going, wow, this has been one big wow time together. And we got another segment here with Allison. And I tell you right now, Allison Stillman, she is a walking encyclopedia. She's taken us back down memory lane thousands of years. And my goodness, some of the things that were so important and should be important today that was forgot and lost along the way. Bill, I tell you right now, she's really bridging that gap for you, ain't she, brother?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, the information is, it's just fact. It's part of who we are. And, you know, hearing Allison speak about this is one thing, but the energy that comes with it, you know, Allison is the oils. She breathes this in her life. Allison, before, I want to talk about how we aren't preserving the earth. But before we do that, would you give your website again and how people can get a hold of you, please?
Yes. So it's my name, Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N as in Nancy, Stillman, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, I-L-L-M-A-N, and interesting.com. So AllisonStillman.com, Stillman comes from a Scottish lineage, and we were the keepers of the still, right? And it's the still is the distillation unit used, right? Uh-huh. Yeah. So I even come by my name. So I want to just finish with one other thing too about frankincense. I did a study with a woman who actually reads the auric field, the electromagnetic body around your physical body. And we played with essential oils, and I anointed myself and smelled them, and she could see the color come into the auric field, the electromagnetic field, much like Carillion photography can capture the color of your auric field. And when I anointed myself with frankincense and inhaled frankincense, I brought gold into my aura. And she just sat back and said, oh my gosh, I have never seen this. The only time I've ever seen gold in any aura were pictures of Jesus and Buddha. So the way I look at it, I want to be more like Jesus and Buddha. So I anoint myself every single day. And I'll just define for those of you who don't know what anointing means. To anoint means to take a blessed oil or water and to rub it on someone or yourself and consecrate yourself. And when you consecrate yourself or someone, you are making and declaring yourself sacred and divine.
Wow. That's interesting. I really like that, because in reality, that's really who we are and who we're supposed to be. When you get right down to it, it's not the physical world we're caught up in, where we're always spinning our wheels in the mud. It's all about, like Bill's been teaching ever since I've known Bill, he's all talked about is love and energy and sharing love with others, and how you got to love yourself first before you love anyone else. And that's where the pure energy begins. And with the anointing of the oil and all that, that just makes it kind of like a total completeness in your life. That's what I'm getting out of this. And of course, folks, I'm probably the dumbest guy listening to Allison talk, to be honest with you. But I'll tell you right now, I'm very impressed. And I hope you are too. I hope you're getting a lot out of this show here, and be sure and share it with others, Because, Bill, I tell you right now, I remember the story of the wise men with the gold and the frankincense and the myrrh and all that, but I had no idea how important, and I knew they were precious oils, but I didn't know how precious they really were until now.
Yeah, it's astounding when you really hear the truth behind it. And one other question, Allison, you have some blends, you blend oils, is that correct?
I do, yes, because so many of my clients, when they would come for sessions with me, would say, oh my gosh, these oils smell so incredible. Please make some blends so we can buy some from you. And so I finally gave in about 15 years ago and started making blends. I think I have nine different blends on my website that people can get. And then I also, in my coaching sessions that I do with people online now, I take them to their deepest core wounding and give them methodology to clear those old beliefs and paradigms. And then I also create a custom blend for them that they work with to rewire the emotional behavioral centers and implant new memories in the brain while they're clearing the subconscious program from the body. So I also create custom blends on that level too.
And like, what's an example of one of the blends that you have when somebody went to your website so they'll understand?
So I have a blend for intimacy. I have a blend for abundance. I have a blend for love. I have a blend for peace. I have a blend for meditation. I have a blend for vision. And I have a new one that came through about a year and a half ago that has a much higher frequency with an oil that just appeared for the first time right beforehand. And that's called Divine Grace.
Wow. And where do people get these oils? What's the difference in the quality? What should they be concerned about?
That's a great question. It's a really big issue today because aromatherapy has gotten so popular. And so there are a lot of oils that are adulterated now. And if you don't have a trained nose, you're not going to notice any of the chemicals that they're adulterated with, but they're not all really healthy for you. And so you really want to be able to source your oils and find great oils. And also the other thing is that a lot of them are endangered now. Sandalwood, you can't get Eastern Indian sandalwood anymore. Most of it's grown in Australia and Hawaii now. And as I said, frankincense is becoming endangered. Rosewood is endangered. A lot of them are endangered. So I like to work with companies that are working with the indigenous people to help them learn how to grow plants in that region and learn how to distill oils so that they can create a livelihood, but we can also sustain the future of essential oils. And also, people are coming into it not knowing what they're doing. And so a lot of people make claims that probably shouldn't be made. And I think it's really important to become as educated as you possibly can, read as many books as you possibly can, study with aromatherapists, and really look to source your oils. I think that's really important because, like everything else on the planet, our natural resources are being destroyed at an alarming rate. I just did a climate training with Al Gore and a lot of leaders in the climate field, the United Nations, and we're looking at massive destruction of natural resources. And so we as individuals really need to take a look at our consumption and how we're consuming. And I think that this pandemic has been beautiful to illustrate to us how we have overconsumed and overused, and we don't really need very much to really survive in this world, and we need to be growing food and not consuming and preserving our resources because the world is precious and it's on the verge of collapse, and we all need to take a stand and take action to help preserve these precious resources for future generations.
You're exactly right, because one of the things that we're supposed to do in life anyway is be good stewards of what we have and, you know, just take care of it and not use it and abuse it. And I'm glad to hear you say that. One of the things that I've learned, too, is that whenever you're dealing with companies that abuse that, just don't, you know, buy their products, because money speaks very loudly to them, doesn't it, Allison?
Absolutely. I did market research years and years ago and got to see that in action. We have more power with our buying decisions than mm-hmm. any voting decision we make, although that's very crucial this year as well. But I was looking at green cleaning products, and Seventh Generation back in the day was the first green cleaning company. And they captured so much of the market share that Procter & Gamble and Johnson & Johnson said, wait a minute, our shareholders are not getting their profits. What are we doing? We got to make some green cleaning products, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
If we get educated and read every label, and we know what the manufacturers are doing and what the off-gassing is and how it's impacting our environment, if all of us do that, then the companies will go, wait a minute, they're not buying from us anymore. We got to change our ways. And yeah. We can have such a tremendous impact on the preservation of our earth through doing that.
And Bill, we got about 2 minutes left. I'm going to turn the mic over to you, because I know you got a couple of things you'd like to add, sir.
Well, Allison, I love everything that you represent and stand for. It's moving. And if you're listening to the show and you have an interest in aromatherapy, excuse me, and learning more about this, go to AllisonStillman.com. She has incredible courses you can take. You want to make sure that you're really learning from an expert, because of the energetic resonance with this. There's a sanctity and a reverence that comes with this that's so critical. Isn't that correct, Allison?
Thank you. Yes, it is. And I will say this, I've been studying aromatherapy for 45 years, and I know the tip of the iceberg of what there is to know. I am still studying it. So there's a lot to know, but you got to start somewhere, right? You got to start somewhere. And the more you learn, the more you'll want to learn. The more you use them, the more you'll want to use essential oils. And I just want to say thank you both for hosting me and allowing this information to get out there.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you very much. I was visiting your website there, and I turned the mic over to Bill because I wanted to read a little bit more. I was reading about the breath of life. Oh, my goodness gracious, ladies and gentlemen, you got to go to her website and check it out. AllisonStillman.com. All the information will be in the description of the show, because I tell you right now, Allison, great guests like you is the reason why our show has been so popular. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.